TUSC Conference 2018. How should TUSC approach the local elections and Brexit negotiations? On the 10th of January, 100 Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, supporters attended the Electoral Alliance's 2018 National Conference. Here we report on the two sessions. Building support for Corbyn's anti-cuts policies in the local elections. James Ivins: if there is no fight, it means extinction for indispensable services and jobs. The Tories planned cuts exceed three quarters of council's core funding. But Jeremy Corbyn's anti-austerity June manifesto inspired 3.5 million more votes for Labour. Many of those new voters are now pondering how to pursue that cause in the local elections. This double dawning of council bankruptcy and debate on resistance makes the case for an anti-austerity electoral challenge. Speaking for the Socialist Party, Hannah Sell told the TUSC conference, "If we agree to contest these elections, they will be the most important TUSC has ever contested." Hannah argued that, while TUSC should stand with care, only where our candidature helps the battle against the pro-austerity, pro-capitalist wing of Labour, it is essential we stand. The problems are acute, as TUSC National Chair Dave Nellist pointed out. England's secondary schools have cut 15,000 teachers in a year. The School Cuts Union campaign has found 11,000 firefighters' jobs have gone since 2010, reports the Fire Brigades Union. In the same time, over 500,000 council workers have lost their jobs, according to Public Service Union Unison. Corbyn is right to call council austerity no less than the dismantling of the civilized society. Tories: this government's lifespan is unpredictable. It could collapse at any point, or, theoretically at least, last till 2022, although, Hannah says, that seems very unlikely. But if it does, the local government association calculates councils will lose 77% of their revenue support grant by 2020. This takes central funding back to pre-Poplar levels, back to 1920. And what do the Tories propose to replace it? Outsourcing to corner cutters, as preparation for service charges, the usage at council. But outsourcing doesn't work. Tory-run Northamptonshire County Council exemplifies the model. In 2015 it privatised its workforce en bloc. In-house numbers went from 4,000 to just 150. This month Northamptonshire issued a Section 114 notice, banning all non-statutory spending. The usage at council is bust. Meanwhile Labour is still two parties in one. And the pro-capitalist, pro-austerity, Blairite party is stuck on the same course. Hannah pointed out that of the top 10 councils to have overspent, only two are Labour-run. The Blairites have proven themselves enthusiastic axe-wielders. Sean Hoyle, speaking for Transport Union RMT, calls for political representatives who oppose driver-only operation, do, removing the safety-critical role of train guards. He asked Labour's Liverpool Region mayoral candidate, Steve Rotherham, for his stance. Sean ended up chasing Steve Rotherham around the room in a vain attempt to get an answer. Meanwhile, TUSC candidate Roger Bannister stood on clear opposition to do. The Socialist Party's motion to the conference argued that to allow the Blairites to go unchallenged generally is to allow them to build their authority. They will use this against Corbyn's leadership if he forms an anti-austerity government. It would be best if the working class thrust Corbyn into power on the back of mass struggle. A mobilized workers' movement could defend against Blairite sabotage and push him to be bold. All workers would benefit from coordinated action with the approach of militant unions like the RMT. Sean's message to fellow union leaders was, "Let's get off our asses and lead a fight." But even without this, the fractured, minority Tory government could collapse under the weight of Brexit negotiations, scandal, or a new economic crisis. Corbyn could face a clash with big business and consequent fight with the Blairites in government within months. Should TUSC let the right prepare without continuing to build the genuine anti-austerity forces needed to confront it? In the meantime, Hannah said, big sections of the working class are still thinking all politicians are the same. So the tendency on the left of the Labour Party to disguise that there's a fight going on will undermine Corbyn's chances of winning a general election. It's important we get a Jeremy Corbyn-led government, said Roger Charles, speaking for TUSC's individual members. But we can't do that if we've got Jeremy at the top and councils undermining what he's trying to do. Candidates, many teaching assistants in Durham, striking against malicious pay cuts by a right-wing Labour council, felt their only recourse was voting Tory, Lib Dem, Green or not at all. Should TUSC allow cuts making parties the space to grow unchallenged? Southampton councillor Keith Morrell will be standing for re-election as a principled anti-cuts representative. This is in spite of an unfortunate momentum-backed Labour challenge to him, a socialist incumbent. Cancer survivor Nicola Jackson is part of the campaign to save beds and emergency care at Huddersfield Royal Infirmary. I'm fairly new to socialism, she said, but I'm intending to stand in the local elections. I support 100% Jeremy and John, said Sean. TUSC has been careful to stand candidates against Labour only where it strengthens the battle against the Blairites and austerity policies. But a mere 1 in 8 of the Labour councillors TUSC has so far surveyed could be described as Corbynistas. Even this is with the most generous definition possible, said Hannah. Haringey is an exception. The community campaign against mass privatisation has deselected most Labour councillors who backed the hated Haringey Development Vehicle, HDV. These land wars are springing up all across London, said Nancy Taff. And Haringey Labour's subsequent manifesto conference, dominated by the left, discussed many of TUSC's anti-austerity policies. However, as yet there is no commitment to a no-cuts budget. Labour members around the country are discussing different models of resistance. Momentum leaders point to Bristol Mayor Marvin Rees, who mobilised a big anti-cuts march, but continues with cuts. Others look to Preston, which has attracted a modicum of business investors, on top of cuts. Nor do council tax rises offer a means to avoid cuts. Enter the fray, however, now the discussion is not about whether to resist, but how. This is very positive. There is a fray, said Paula Mitchell, which we must enter. Standing gets TUSC that entry to these debates. Setting no-cuts budgets, using reserves and borrowing powers, will not defeat austerity alone. But what if there was even one council prepared to do a Liverpool, asked Hannah. Linking a no-cuts budget to building a campaign to win the needed funds would transform the situation. There are fewer legal barriers to this approach than when Liverpool fought in the 1980s. We argue for a legal no-cuts fight back. But if it becomes necessary, unjust laws should still be broken. Weak this AMA is not the Iron Lady. And anti-cuts Corbyn heads Labour, not proto-Blairite Neil Kinnock. However, while many new Labour voters are looking for an electoral challenge to Blairism, many others will see a Labour vote as the best way to support Corbyn. Standing is an opportunity to engage with them too, and discuss how to win the fight in Labour. The Socialist Party's motion to stand selected candidates against the enemies of Corbyn's anti-austerity agenda received unanimous endorsement from the conference. As Sean said, if we do nothing, the bigger danger is we damage Jeremy. We must act, said Dave, or the glue that holds society together will be gone. Read the conference agenda and motions here.